Some of these requests go back years in terms of a Trump lawfare, abuses targeting Trump, and we're still getting the runaround. Just so you know, Judicial Watch has the number one freedom of information litigation investigation operation in the world, not just in the United States, in the world. No one does more FOIA investigations and litigation than Judicial Watch. So as a result, we have lawsuits going out on topics far and wide, important topics here in Washington, D.C., topics in states. And I want to go through a few of those with you today. I talked about earlier this update how Judicial Watch is focused on exposing as much as it can about the scope and abuse of the lawfare targeting President Trump and countless other innocent Americans. We just had to sue again the FBI because it's refusing to release records about one of its core units involved in this operation against Trump. Judicial Watch announced that it filed a FOIA lawsuit for FBI records regarding the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Public Corruption Unit's investigation of Donald Trump, codenamed Arctic Frost. Now, as I described to you earlier, Arctic Frost is an insult to President Trump. It's a type of orange. So Orange Man is bad, so they named the code name targeting him Arctic Frost. That's how unprofessional the Biden Justice Department and FBI were. And now the FBI is hiding records about this lawfare scheme against Trump, unprecedented in scope. Now, the FBI pretends, oh, you know, they objected to some of what they were trying to do to Trump raiding his home. Well, the FBI raided his home in the end. Are you aware of FBI agents leaving the FBI over the abuses of Trump? I'm not. So I want to know the full scope of what they were up to and what they were talking about and what they were doing when they were violating the civil rights of President Trump, countless other Americans, and trying to upend our republic. We had to file the lawsuit because they ignored our requests we filed back in October for the field office's public corruption unit, the Washington field office of the FBI's public corruption unit, their investigative reports on the operation. Judicial Watch approvals for the investigative steps or techniques. So who in this Justice Department was running this operation? Because remember, it wasn't always Jack Smith. Like when the FBI came to my home to harass me with a subpoena, the day I got back from skin cancer surgery, I'm lying around recovering from the surgery, and I get a knock at the door at night, 6:30 at night. And two FBI agents are handing me a subpoena. That was the Biden Justice Department. That was the Biden FBI at the time. And then Jack Smith took up the subpoena and further harassed and abused me with an absurd grand jury appearance and doubled down and issued subpoenas to Judicial Watch. So the DOJ involvement with this special corruption unit or anti-corruption unit, really corruption unit because the unit itself was corruptly operating. And so we want to know the Justice Department and Jack Smith. Of course, Jack Smith is the Justice Department. He's about as independent as Jill Biden is from the Biden administration. I mean, it's all one and the same. You know, the documents show that there was concerns within the FBI about the Mar-a-Lago raid. They didn't think there was a good reason to do a raid. They did it anyway. They were overruled, allegedly. But then FBI Director Wray was right in the middle of it, pushing this Arctic Frost garbage. Senior officials at the Justice Department, all of which kind of escalated these investigations after it became known that Biden wanted it done. And as president, Joe Biden can get it done. If he thinks there's a raid, if he thinks laws were violated, he has authority to run the Justice Department's investigations in that regard, either directly or indirectly. The question is, was there a good faith basis to do these investigations? And there wasn't. That's the corruption. No one questions the authority to conduct criminal investigations or direct them out of the White House or Justice Department or FBI. The question is there a good faith basis to conduct the investigations? Is it for the rule of law purposes? No, they were making up fake crimes to protect themselves from scrutiny for the 2020 election and to protect Hunter and others from scrutiny for criminality. So focus it all on Trump to distract from the 2020 election debacle, the corrupted election, and the corruption of Joe Biden and his family and the Obama gang and all the rest. At least that's my thinking about it. So after some of these revelations about what the FBI was up to were leaked to or produced to the Senate by the FBI under Cash Patel, Cash then abolished this public corruption unit that I'm talking about. All the more reason to get documents about what it was up to. Because if the FBI director didn't trust the Washington field office is either the number one or number two field office in the FBI's operation. So you've got headquarters, and then you have field offices. I think there are 55 or so field offices. So the big ones are, I think the two biggest ones are probably Washington and New York City. New York may be the biggest one. And so a lot of the work was done at the Washington field office in terms of the harassment of Trump through this public corruption unit. So Cash saw there was enough corruption in order to abolish the unit. That's why we want the documents about the lawfare the unit was conducting on behalf of the Biden gang. So we're fighting for a full account of how the Biden administration weaponized the FBI and other agencies to target Trump. And it's frustrating, as you know what, to have to fight in federal court to get this basic information. Now, it may be asking too much to get them to respond timely enough in order to get the documents. I don't know. Maybe I'm being unfair. But I tell you, once we sue, it isn't like we get attention. We still don't get the documents. I don't know what's going on at the Justice Department and FBI I shouldn't have to scream from the rafters to get this type of record, these types of records. They know what we do. I mean, it's not like Judicial Watch isn't a known entity over there. As I said, we're the number one litigator on issues like this. I know the president wants records like this released. And I know many people say, well, maybe they're doing a criminal investigation and they can't release the records. That's not the reason they give us. They just ignore the request. I think in this request, they ignored it. Let me look it up. I'll tell you. Second, here it is. So here's our press release. We got a nice little link here to the lawsuit. You should read the lawsuit because you'll see what a FOIA lawsuit looks like. I think it's educational. Let's view the lawsuit, the complaint, filed on 1/20/26. So here's the statement of facts. October 7th, we submitted this request. Take a look at that. We're not asking for a lot of records. How many investigative reports were prepared targeting Trump? How many could there be? How were these steps approved? It's an investigation. It's not like the Epstein files. It's a very succinct group of records. And then three, all the records showing communications with top DOJ and Jack Smith operators. So they gave us a request. So let's go back to the thing. So they responded to our request on October 15th. So we sent the letter, the request on October 7th. So they responded about a week later. That's good. And look at number 7. Plaintiff has received no communication from the FBI since. And this is the kicker, number 8. The FBI has failed to determine whether to comply with the request, notify plaintiff as to any determination or the reasons thereof. 4. So it's not like they said, oh, you can't have this judicial watch. We may be involved in a criminal investigation. We can't tell you one way or the other. I mean, that's an argument they've used before. Advise plaintiff of the right to appeal an adverse determination or produce the requested records or otherwise demonstrate the requested records are exempt from production. So at least pay attention to these requests. And there's no excuse for not doing so. I've talked about how all the other requests we're having are, you know, some of these requests go back years in terms of a Trump lawfare, abuses targeting Trump, and we're still getting the runaround. It's exceedingly frustrating. But we're going to keep on keeping on. Another lawsuit. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.